We have arrived at a very, very special sacred place. We have arrived at Sri Tir Kadamba. This small building here is the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami. The song we were singing is Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, which is dedicated to Rupa Goswami in his Vrindavan form as Rupa Manjari. So now, we came from Yavat, which is where Radharani was living when she was married. A little further on is Nandagram, where Krishna was living at that time. We're about two-thirds or three-quarters of the way to Nandagram from Yavat. So, Srimati Radharani and Lord Krishna meet here every morning after breakfast. One time, the great sage Devasa Muni was wandering around this area of Vrajmandala. It was very hot and dry. Not like today. Today is almost ideal conditions for parikrama. He was very hot and hungry and thirsty. And you know that Devasa Muni, he is very irritable. He gets disturbed very easily. So he was so hungry and he was thinking, I need to eat now. Who should he see but Srimati Radharani and the gopis? He asked them, my dear girls, please give me something to eat. So they were not so far from their places and they said, okay, just wait a little while. We'll be back in 15 minutes or so. We will bring you a big feast. Devasa Muni said, I need something now. They knew this is Devasa Muni. They knew we must do this, otherwise there can be big trouble. He may curse us. Just like we heard at Varshana at Krishna Kund, they were afraid they would be cursed to become, each one of them would become the 99th wife of some old man. So what to do? How to feed Devasa Muni now? So Srimati Radharani, she picked up some dust from the ground. We were walking through the dust. Wasn't it nice? So nice. She picked up some of the same dust. And she had a little bottle of Yamuna water. She mixed it with the dust and she started making little mud biscuits. So she made a few, she offered one to Devasa Muni. Devasamuni thought, what? They want me to eat mud? But one of the gopis said, try it. She's very good. Whatever she makes, it's very nice. So he was so hungry, he thought, ah, all right, what can I do? He took a little nibble, little bite, and he found it tasted like nectar. It was amazing. He ate the whole thing. Then he said, can I have another one? So he ate, and more, and more, and more, until he was full. And he was so pleased with Srimati Radharani. He said, I bless you that whatever you cook will taste like nectar. And whoever eats your cooking will never become ill. So these are two blessings of Devasamuni on Srimati Radharani. It happened near here. And when Mother Yashoda heard that she was, Radharani was blessed in that way, she thought, Radharani must cook for my Lala, my Krishna, every day. And she is the queen of Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda, the wife of Nanda Maharaj. So it was arranged. And every day in the morning, early in the morning, Radharani and the gopis walk from Yavat to Nandagram. They take the same road we took. This is a very sacred path. Then she cooks breakfast. Krishna has his breakfast. They have his remnants. And then they walk back. And then again in the afternoon, they come back again. She cooks again. Krishna has his evening meal. And then they walk back. So twice a day, Srimati Radharani is walking on this path. So you see, it's not a long way, is it? Not a long way. There's a nice description by Srila Sanatana Goswami. In Nandagram, Radharani and the gopis had arrived from Yavat. They prepared many nice preparations. Srimati Radharani is such an expert cook. She never cooks anything twice. Thousands, millions of preparations. So that night she cooked one. She made, among other things, she made one special laddu. It is called Manohar Laddu. Mana means the mind. Hara means to steal away. That is the nature of that laddu. Steals the mind with its sweet taste. So Krishna was served the laddu. Big round laddu. Krishna picked it up. He looked at it. Inspection from different sides. He took one bite. He spat it out. This is horrible. Srimati Radharani was looking from around the corner, just over there. Oh, there it is. Wait, pass it.
Manohara,
here it is. And Radharani and the gopis, they're hiding just around the corner. They were shocked. Oh no. Radharani was thinking, did I put salt instead of sugar? And Krishna tossed it to Sarup. Sarup is the Vrindavan form of Gopakumar. Gopakumar is the hero in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. You find the story there. So Sarup, he had just come back to Goloka Vrindavan that day. He had just landed, not on Indian Airlines or Aeroflot or even South African Airways. He had come back home, back to Godhead, that very day. So suddenly, he gets this laddu in his hand, and there's Krishna just going like, ah, it's horrible. So he thought, why did he throw this to me? Then he thought, well, it's prasad. If it's prasad, it's prasad. We must take it, whether it seems nice or not. So, Gopakumar, he took a little bit. And he found, oh, it tastes like nectar. He had never tasted anything like that before. Anyways. So he was wondering, why? Why did Krishna think it tasted bad? But then he understood. This is just little joking exchange between Raja and Krishna. So then, after breakfast, well, that was in the evening that happened. But after breakfast, Radharani walks back. This is right on the route back. And Krishna, because the gopis, they stay, they eat after Krishna. And Krishna goes out herding the cows. So then, a little later, Radharani and the gopis walk back. At that time, Krishna is out, somewhere out here with the cowherd boys. Somewhere in the fields we were walking through. At a certain point, Krishna looks at his watch. And he tells the cowherd boys, just hold on, boys, don't go away. I'll be back shortly. And Krishna comes here and meets Srimati Radharani. And the cowherd boys, some of them assist in those meetings. Some of the older ones, they understand about the conjugal rasa. Some of the other boys, younger boys, they're tough guys. You understand? They're rough, tough boys. They want to play. Wrestling and hide and seek and whatever, some boys' games. Then they see Krishna leaving. He's coming here. And they think, they ask, where's he going? Where's he going? And one of the older cowherd boys says, he's coming to Tir Kadamba. He's going to meet Radharani and the gopis and have some pastimes with them. And the cowherd boys think, what? What? Why is he doing that? What's he going to go and meet a whole bunch of girls for? Girls. You can't have fun with girls. They can't even fight. They can't fight. You hit them, they cry. They don't hit you back. What's the use of girls? He should have stayed with us, boys. We would have had some good fun. So they meet here. Then when Radharani is cooking in the evening, Krishna comes here to Tir Kadamba. He climbs into the Kadamba tree. There used to be a picture here somewhere. Anyway. And he plays his flute. And he calls the cows through the flute. Yes. And different groups of cows. They're the white cows. The brown cows. The black cows. The white and black cows. There are red cows. There are cows with faces like mridangas. He calls them all in different ways with his flute. And they all come. And when he plays their particular chord to call them, then they moo in response. Prabhupada explains, this for the cows, this is Sankirtan. Here's Krishna. He's calling the cows, you see. And the cows come. This is in the evening, late afternoon, just as the sun is setting around that time. And then they go back to Nandagram to have dinner, pastimes. So these things happen here at Tir Kadamba. Then, so many things happen, of course, so many things. These are just a few things. So then, Srila Rupa Goswami, look, here come the cows. The cowherd boy is bringing the cows. Up Gopahe. This is a very nice devotee. His name is Rishikesh Maharaj. As you can see, he's looking after the place and developing it very beautifully. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he came and he stayed here for some years. He also stayed where Radha Damodar temple is. There are different places. You go around, you'll find some bhajan kutirs. But this is one of the very favorite places of Srila Rupa Goswami. Here he wrote some of his main literatures, like Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Lalita, at least part of Ujvala, I mean Padyavali. Yeah. Yeah. Huh. And yeah. Lalita Madhava, Vidagda Madhava, these are very, very sacred books of Srila Rupa Goswami, written here. And they're very beautiful descriptions in Bhakti Ratnakara. Rupa Goswami would be sitting under the trees, Kadamba trees. He'd be sitting writing, and some inspiration would come. He would write something about some separation of Radha and Krishna. And as he, as his heart, went deep into that mood of separation, tears would come from his eyes. And all the trees around the kund, there's a kund back here, all the trees around, all their flowers and leaves would fall down like they were crying in sympathy with Rupa Goswami. So then he would write, and then some other inspiration would come. He would write now about Radha and Krishna meeting together and become very jolly, very happy, very joyful. And then immediately the same trees, the flowers would immediately appear. The leaves would immediately appear. They would also enter into that same mood. Also, it's described many things, but one time Rupa Goswami was sitting with some devotees here having a discussion, and the subject turned to separation of Radha and Krishna. And Rupa Goswami became so overwhelmed in separation that he was breathing very heavily. And he was in the blazing fire of separation. He turned in the direction of one devotee. And he breathed on that devotee. That devotee's, where he had breathed, that devotee's arm immediately came up in blisters from the heat. This is really the blazing fire of separation. Heat blisters, you understand? Like if you get burnt, the bubbles come. This is described also in Bhakti Ratnakara. And on the altar inside in the samadhi, there's very nice painting. You may recognize that painting. It is taken from one painting in one of our BBT books, Nectar of Instruction. There's Rupa Goswami sitting under the Kadamba tree. And one young girl is coming. Swarup, Damodar Prabhu? That's correct, yeah? Girl is there, yeah. Yeah, one young girl is coming carrying some pots. Rupa Goswami is sitting writing. And it was the birthday of Srila Sanatan Goswami. He was living by Pavan Sarova. We will be going there in a little while, just by Nandagram. It was his birthday. Rupa Goswami is his younger brother. He is like his disciple. He wanted to make something nice to offer to his spiritual master on his Vyasa Puja day. But he's living here in the forest with nothing. So what to do? But then this girl came. with these pots. He had been thinking, I would like to offer some sweet rice. But it is impossible. But then this girl came. And she said, here, take this. Bang. She put the pots in his hand. He looked. Oh, it's sweet rice. She said, there was a wedding in the village. This was left over. My mother told me, come into the forest. Find some baba. Just give it to him. So here, you take it. Bang. He's looking at it. Wow, that's amazing. Then he thought, oh, I better thank her. He lifted his head up to thank her. She was gone. Anyway, he didn't think. Oh. 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 Danyavad Lali. Devushka. Danyavad. Oh, Danyavad. Okay. So just hold this. So they heard, well, all right, let me go. Somehow, Krishna's mercy. So he went there. He gave it to Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami took some. Immediately tears started coming from his eyes. He said, where did you get this from? And Rupa Goswami said, well, there was some girl, she came, and just, she said there was a wedding in the village, and this was left over. And Sanatan Goswami said, I tasted the remnants of Lord Jagannath. I tasted the remnants of Lord Chaitanya himself. But I never tasted anything like this before. He said, there was no wedding in the village. That was Srimati Radharani. You have engaged Srimati Radharani in my service. This is very bad. And he started crying. Then he said to Rupa Goswami, well, pass me some more sweet rice. So the two of them, they had the sweet rice there. As they're taking the sweet rice, thinking of this mercy, their tears were dripping into the sweet rice. These are the pastimes in this place. So now, Srimati Radharani's Sakhi has brought some of the sweet rice and some more, so much prasad of different types. Plus we have the Manohar Ladu also. So we will now distribute these items. You can also have darshan, of course, of Srila Rupa Goswami's Samadhi. Here is the nice kund. You can even go around the kund. On the other side, then there's another kund on the other side for the bathing the animals. In between, there's a path. You can walk around this kund, and you'll see some kadamba trees. They're growing some kadamba trees. These are some of the pastimes here at Tirukadam. Shri Rupa Goswami ki. Shri Rupa Manjari ki. Shri Tirukadamba dam ki. Gopremanandi.